You're welcome, child of God, to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sidney Alamensah. Reverend Sidney Alamensah is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is How do you get along with people? Do stay tuned and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to go straight into the Word of God. I want us to look at what James speaks about or talks about on how to get along with people. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, say, how to get along with people. The truth of the matter is that as believers, or even as some that we are not believers, but we want to believe God, we want to believe God and we want to get along with people very well. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes it's our parents, it's our brothers, it's our sisters. And sometimes we struggle. Can I get real people here? People that are real. Hallelujah. I don't want fake people. I want people who are real. People that will admit that, yes, indeed, sometimes, one way or the other, I just struggle to get along with people. Hallelujah. Amen. And many times we have read books, we have consulted other people just to find out, please help me. I want to get along with people. Please help me. I want to get along with people. And sometimes you've tried here, you've done this, you've done that, but it's still not working. Let's look at what James speaks. What does he say? Please lay my microphone down a bit for me. What he says about getting along with people. Hallelujah. And he gives us a principle to the problem. And after giving us the principle to the problem, he gives us the application to it. Amen. Am I communicating? He gives us what? The principle to what? The problem. And then he gives us what? The application. Amen. Let's look at James chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. If it's there. James chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. We read throughout to 13, and then we'll take it one verse at a time. It says that, my brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Next verse, please. Next verse. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine cloth and say, here is a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. Church, I want you to read this. Verse 4. I read the next verse. You read the next verse to 13. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? Church, read next verse quickly, please. Next verse. Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. 10. For he who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. 12. Church, read. Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I want to get along with people. I don't know about you. I want to really get along with people. And I can testify that some of us, even in our workspace, there are some offices we would not enter. It looks like spiritually they've written on the door of that office that I cannot get along with you, so do not enter. And we have struggled as believers in this part of our lives on how to get along with people. But James addresses it. In verse 1, he says that my brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. You see, you have to be careful how you treat people. Are you understanding me? Be careful how what you treat people. You see, the next person sitting by you, you don't know where you'll meet that person. Am I communicating? You don't like this message. You don't know where what you meet that person. Are you understanding me? You see, in this house, we have so many kind of people here. Kinds of people. We have nurses, we have doctors, we have so many people. You don't know who what you will meet one day. Are you understanding me? James is saying that do not what show what favoritism. Are you understanding me? And there are times in our lives where, you know, it becomes what a common disease in our life, where we are so partial and we show too much favoritism. Are you understanding me? James says that let's look at what are the common areas of discrimination. If you have to discriminate, what are the common areas? Number one, we want to deal with this very carefully, and we want to look at the common areas of discrimination. Number one, appearance. We discriminate often because of what? Appearance. And in this time of our generation or in our age, beauty is everything in our world. If you are fortunate and you came from your mother's womb, someone say, ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. If you are unfortunate and you came, I won't continue there. I'll leave it here. Hallelujah. Yeah? Crooked head. Beauty in this world now is what? Is everything. And that is why people can go for remakeup and reshaping, re-body touching, re-arm touching, re-face touching, everything. Are you understanding? Because people want to look beautiful. Appearance is one common area for what? Discrimination. Are you understanding me? If you are not cute, you are in trouble. Are you understanding me? Have you heard some of the ladies say, oh, he's a cute guy. Hallelujah. Those that are not cute, they are in trouble. They will knock at doors for 1,000 times. It will not be open. Unless you have money, yeah? We'll get there when he talks about money. James will talk about it. Hallelujah. So we judge people on their what? Appearance. Are you understanding me? Look at somebody say, don't judge me by my appearance. We judge people by how they look and how they dress. Are you understanding me? Listen, before I held the microphone, somebody can just judge me and say, they will make you up in their mind and in their heart already, even before you speak. Hallelujah. And that is why there are times where when people approach you like that, sometimes you judge them by their appearance. But when they speak, you are like, wow, is that for real? Are you understanding me? Number two common areas of discrimination. Ancestry. Hallelujah. Ancestry. And that is looking at race. Are you understanding me? Race and where you come from. There are some families, they don't marry people who are very dark. Are you understanding me? I want to take my time and break it down. When you bring a guy who is dark, they're like, hey, hallelujah. No, you have to bring fair guys. Are you understanding me? If you are dark, you are in trouble. And James is saying that, how can you be a believer and then discriminate by race or by color? And that is why, for some reason, you see dark people, now they are fair by force. Are you understanding me? There's so much. Look at somebody and say, why this so much pressure? Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And there are cases where they are fair and they will have to be dark by force. Are you understanding me? Because people would discriminate because of what? Ancestry. Because of nationality and then ethnic what? Background. I know some families, no. We don't want to marry any Ewe, no. No, if you are, don't bring Ewe in my house. You are a believer. Are you understanding me? Some fam, don't bring a notna here, no. Don't bring Agbedefu here. Are you understanding me? No, don't bring them. And James is saying that you cannot be a believer and discriminate by what? Ethnic what? Background. Am I teaching you? Some of you grow up, you give birth and all that, and then your sons and your daughters will bring in guys and all that, and you tell them that where are you coming from? Some families are so strict. If they are Ezimas, you have to marry an Ezima. Are you understanding me? If you are an Ewe, you marry an Ewe. If you are a Fanti, you marry what? A Fanti. Somebody told me that sometimes it's nice because they understand each other. But there are some places, no. You could see some Fanti woman receiving slaps. James says that do not discriminate by what? Ancestry. Are you understanding me? He says that next one, do not discriminate by age. You are too old, you are too young. Hallelujah. Sometimes we treat people because of what? Their age. Hallelujah. It says, do not discriminate looking at what? The age of what? Of the person. Respect everybody. Treat people well. Are you understanding me? It says that do not discriminate by looking at achievement. Next one, achievement. Do not discriminate by looking at what? Achievement. Our society is like that. It gushes over winners and then it forget about losers. If you are a winner, you are part of the team. But if you are a loser, no. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. If you are, there are times where today you are a hero. Today everybody say, Reverend Sydney, Reverend Sydney, Reverend Sydney. The day he's down is like he's zero. Everybody will criticize you and make you feel very inferior. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So as a Christian, we have to be bothered about it. That we should not in any way consider the issue about achievement and discriminate in our lives. Are you understanding me? James says that another form of discrimination is looking at affluence. Write down, affluence. Affluence. Hallelujah. And the most common distinction now is that we judge people by their wealth, whether they are rich or they are poor. No, city of his presence, we don't judge you whether you are rich or whether you are poor. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? And there are times where we look at the economic status of people and then we judge them. How we will get along with them will depend whether they get cash or they don't have cash. You were the one who said it, right? Yeah. Are you understanding me? They get cash or they don't get. You see, there are some, in this our dispensation, I want to encourage the ladies. Sometimes a guy will come, he doesn't have anything, but you could see there is a potential. Hallelujah. No, listen. Listen. Listen, I want to believe God that by the time I finish this sermon, if I'm able to finish today, you get to understand certain things. Hallelujah. Amen. That even there are, even James talks about women that want to marry wealthy man. God is not against being wealthy. Are you understanding me? God is not against being rich. No. Everybody wants to get along with a rich man. Are you understanding me? Because $1 million can change the entire surface of this church. Are you understanding? When they arrived in the church, the protocol looked at the first guy. They entered the same time. The protocol looked at the first guy. The perfume, crave perfume, on him was excellent. He said, "Sir, how can I?" He said, "Sir, can I usher you and put the guy at the front seat?" And the other guy, his clothes was like crumpled, you know. It was not ironed well. The shoes was even, you know, like that don't come in style, you know, like. The usher sized the other guy and said, "Please sit at the back." Hallelujah. James is saying that, listen, you cannot be in a church where you discriminate. We are all one. Look at somebody, say, "I love you." Please tell them. You see, some of the love, you won't get it anywhere. You only get it in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. James says that there are three problems with favoritism. And I want to tell you this. Three problems when it comes to favoritism. Number one, favoritism is unchristian. Favoritism is what? Is unchristian. If you want to be like Jesus, you can't play favorite. No. If you want to be like Jesus, you can't play favorite. James says that, "My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism." It means that we are in one family. You see, the word favoritism is used only 4 times in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God doesn't play favorite. We are all one. We are one big family. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Romans chapter 2 verse 11. It says that God does not show favoritism. It means that Jesus treated everybody with dignity. He treated everybody with what? Dignity. And Peter had to learn that when he had a vision about Cornelius. Are you understanding me? When he saw the vision of different animals, he said, "This is unclean." He said, "How can I approach the Gentiles?" And the Lord told him that, "I have cleaned everything." What God was telling Peter was that, treat everybody what? Without no what? Favoritism. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says that, treat everybody what? Equal. And if there is one place in the world that we should eliminate favoritism, it should be in the house of God. Am I communicating? If there is one place in the whole world that we can eliminate favoritism, it should be what? In the house of God. Number two, James says that there are three problems with favoritism. He said, number two, favoritism is unreasonable. Favoritism is unreasonable. Give me verse 5. Verse 5 to 7. It says it is illogical. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And in the first place, he says that God has chosen what? The poor. It says that, has not God chosen the poor to be rich in faith and inherit what? The kingdom. 5 to 7. Hallelujah. Has not God chosen what? The poor. But it doesn't mean that God wants you to be poor. Hallelujah. He is not saying that it is good to be poor. Or he's not saying that it is bad to be rich. All that he's saying is that even if you are poor, you can be saved by God. Hallelujah. Jesus does not look at you because you are poor or you are rich to save you. You can be poor and he will still save you. You can be rich and he will still what? Save you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, "I want to learn to treat people well." Oh, come on, say, "I want to learn to treat people well." Hallelujah. Are we not glad that salvation does not depend on your pocket? Are we not glad? Salvation does not depend on how much money you have. Hallelujah. If salvation depends on how much money you have, I'm sure some of us will not be here. Because I can tell that most of your bank account is running into the decimal point of zero. Hallelujah. If it was just said that you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, show me your bank account, at least minimum 1,000 Ghana. Everybody will be in trouble. Are you understanding me? You see, wealth in itself does not deserve any special treatment. Wealth in itself does not deserve anyone special treatment. But that is how we've made things to be. Hallelujah. And sometimes the person is wealthy, but he is very dishonest. Are you understanding me? He's very wealthy, but what? Very dishonest. And I want to say this thing. Your value is not based on your valuables. Your value is not what? Based on what? Your valuables. Are you understanding me? You don't have to confuse your net worth to your self-worth. Your self-worth is very important. Someone shall fire. Listen, I know. I know a man that has a driver. Everywhere he goes with him. Even if he travels outside, he goes with him. He's built for the driver as well. Because the driver knows everything about him. He can bring his empire down in one day. Are you understanding me? Can you imagine if you treat people like that, like they are S-H-I-T? Are you understanding me? And how can you be a believer and treat people like that? Are you understanding me? I want to believe God that after today, before we leave this place, we will have that mentality to treat people well. Are you understanding me? James says that, why are you worried about impressing others? Why should I impress you? Why should I impress you? Are you understanding me? People just dress to impress others. And because of that, if they don't have some particular attire, they will never go out. Are you understanding me? James says that, why do you have to dress to what? To impress people. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Somebody say, I want to get along with people. I want to get along with people. Do you know why we kiss up to people who are affluent in society? Look at somebody say, do you know why? Why we try to get close to celebrities and people that are, you know, they are well-to-do, much well-to-do in society. Because when we know that when we get closer to them, they will open doors for us. Are you understanding me? They will do what? Open doors for us. Because we believe that they know people here, they know people there. Are you understanding me? Because we know that these people, they are key men in our life. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? But there is somebody that we have to know. And the person we have to know is the man Jesus. Are you understanding me? If there is any door to be opened, it is Jesus that opens that door. He has the key to open that door. Are you understanding me? The Bible says that the heart of the king is what is in the hands of God. Somebody is praying and saying that, Lord, how can I get this break? How can I? There is a man that can open that door for you. Are you understanding me? And his name is what? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. In verse 8 of the scripture that we read, James is trying to tell us that favoritism is what? Unloving. And that is why he uses the royal law. Hallelujah. He says that love what your neighbor as what? Love your neighbor as what? Why is it the royal law? Because if I love my neighbor as myself, I do not have to what? Remember about the other things. Because love supersedes it all. He says that if you can pray in tongues, you can prophesy, you can do all these things and you don't have love, you are what? You are empty. Are you understanding me? I want to believe God that as city of his presence, we will learn to love. We will learn to do what? To love. Bible says that how we relate to other people shows how much we relate with God. How you relate with me shows how you really love God. You know why? Because for even God, you have not seen. Am I communicating? Even for God, you have not seen. But how about the one you have seen? Are you understanding me? How about the one word you have seen? So James is saying that in 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, it says, if a man says he loves God and hate his brother, he's lying. If a man says that he loves God and what? And hate his brother. It's in the Bible. Is it there? John chapter 1 John chapter 4 verse 20. If you say what? You love your brother. It says, I love God, yet hate what? A brother. There is a sister there. So their sisters are not left out. It says that if you love your brother or your sister, and you claim that you don't love them, you claim that you love God, but you don't love them, you are what? A liar. Are you understanding me? So when you come, you are like, oh Lord, I love you. Oh Lord, I love you. Oh Lord, I love you. But you don't love me. You are what? You are a liar. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. How can I relate to you, or how I relate to you proves how much I love God? Am I communicating? How I relate to you proves how much what? I love what? I love God. So favoritism is unloving. Are you understanding me? Favoritism is what? Is unloving. Am I blessing you? Am I blessing you? Few of us know to love unconditionally. But most of us, we love like this poem that I want to read to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul's girl is rich and haughty. The girl is poor as clay. Paul's girl is young and pretty. Not Paul here, no. I know some of you are looking at him now. Mine looks like a bale of hay. Paul's girl is smart and clever. My girl is dumb but good. Would I trade my girl for Paul's? Will I do that? Can I get real people? Why are you fake like that? Again. Paul's girl is rich and haughty. My girl is poor as clay. Paul's girl is young and pretty. Mine looks like a bale of hay. Paul's girl is smart and clever. My girl is dumb but good. Would I trade my girl for Paul's? I bet you you'll do that. Sharp. Are you understanding me? You will definitely do that. Hallelujah. We don't know how to love unconditionally. All we know is how to show favoritism. Are you understanding me? Let's look at verse 9. Let's look at verse 9. It says that if you show favoritism, you sin. Is it there? Put it there for me. If you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. Hallelujah. For whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking what? All of it. Are you understanding me? So how many laws do you have to break to become a lawbreaker? Just one. Are you understanding me? How many crimes do you have to commit to become a criminal? One. Hallelujah. I don't have to commit so much crimes. Just one and I'm what? I'm a criminal. Are you understanding me? So James is saying that people think favoritism is such a small sin, but no, it's not. Are you understanding me? It's not what? A small sin. But he says that if you break God's rule, you break God's what? Law. Are you understanding me? If you break God's rules, you break what? His law. Hallelujah. And that is why it's a serious business that you don't just show favoritism. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to try as much as possible to get along with people. Let's look at verse 11. Put it there for me. Please check FX1 and then slay it down for me. FX1. Okay. There is an effect there. Look at verse 11. Let's read together, church. Hallelujah. So he is illustrating this point about being what? Unloving. This thing all there. What he is illustrating is that what? Being what? Unloving. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Some say I don't do this. I don't do that. But I discriminate a lot. you are still a lawbreaker. Am I communicating? So some say, for me, I'm this, for me, I'm that, for me, I'm this, for me, I'm that. But when it comes to discriminating, you are number one. You are still a, that's what James is saying. Are you understanding me? You are still a lawbreaker. There is no exemption here. You are still what? A lawbreaker. Are you understanding me? Give me verse 12. It says that what? Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will not be shown to anyone who has been merciful. Hallelujah. So what James is saying is that mercy triumphs over what? Over judgment. Look at somebody, say, be merciful. I just say, yeah, we think we have to do. Hallelujah. Be what? Be merciful. Love, you see, love treats people with mercy. Love treat people with what? With mercy. Love gives people what they need, not what they deserve. Some people are too critical. Critical. Before they will befriend you, they will even look at your teeth. Hallelujah. They will size you up. They will check you up. They will look at your hair. They will intentionally get close to you to see whether there is a perfume on you or what. Are you understanding me? Listen, can you imagine if Jesus was like that? How many of us will even enter his kingdom? Are you understanding me? Someone say, Lord, have mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy. Look at somebody, say, treat me well, oh, treat me well. You see, James is probably, I believe that James is probably thinking about his half-brother Jesus when he preached on the mountain and he said that blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? Obtain what? Mercy. Hallelujah. And that's the problem. The problem is that it is unchristian and it is unreasonable. It is unloving to show what? Favoritism. Look at somebody, say, it's unchristian. It's unloving to show favoritism or to snob. Hallelujah. And ask the person, how do you treat people? Say, how do you treat people? And let me give you the prescription. I'll give you 2 points and then we'll close. How do you treat people? How can City of His Presence, how can we be a loving church? How can we really be what? A loving what? Church. Hallelujah. There was this article or research that was done, and I want to read to you that some scholars decided to, you know, do some study and find out, you know, the reasons why some churches are growing and some churches are not what? Are not growing. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And this was the outcome. In a survey of 8,600 people from congregation in 39 different denominations, they measured their love quotient, and they reported that a lot of people discriminate, especially when it comes to visitors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And loving churches attract more people regardless of their theology, regardless of how they look, regardless of how they've dressed. Are you wondering? When you enter some churches, they look at your head to your shoes. And the first appearance, somebody looks at you and say, no, you don't fit here. Are you understanding me? If you came to, you are a guest and you came to this place, we love you so much. You see, the truth of the matter is that by this time you have decided that whether I want to be part of the church or not. Hallelujah. Because first impressions are very important. First what? Impressions are what? Are very important. And that is why the work of the protocol is very, very important. Hallelujah. How I greet you, how I welcome you. Can you imagine your own pastor, you don't welcome him? Hallelujah. Can you imagine that your own member, you don't welcome him or her? Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? It's very important that we look at this, because a loving church is a growing church. Look at somebody, say, a loving church is a growing church. A loving church is a growing church. And that is why most churches that are growing today have learned how to love. We need to learn how to what? How to love. Hallelujah. A church that loves people, that church grows. Amen. I'm not saying my protocol, they don't love people. Oh. Hallelujah. But a church that loves people, and you are the church. The Bible says your body is what is the temple of God. Are you understanding me? A church that loves what they grow. Are you understanding me? And sometimes we look at the leadership of the church. We look at the preaching and all that. No. The research said that it's not about the preaching. It's not. It's about how people love each other. Are you understanding me? How people would love each other. Sometimes after church, you go somewhere. After we share the grace, you are holding your iPhone, 15, right? And then you are just, is you to yourself? Is you? No. You have to learn to what? To love people. Are you understanding me? How did the day go? How was your week? How was things? Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? That's why you can have two people that live together and it's all missing language. Some relationships are breaking because there is no communication. There is no talking. Hallelujah. Hello, how was your day? How is the office? How is it? How are things going? At the same, that ends it. Are you understanding me? Lack of communication in so many relationships, it doesn't cause the relationship to be established. There is no foundation. When scripture says that the two shall be one, you think that it is what? How can the two be one? Communication. Are you understanding me? Some of you, your communication is one way. Can I get Momo? Can I get Momo? Can I get Momo? Anytime that call comes, it's about Momo. And because of that, some of you have stopped picking some calls. Are you understand? Because immediately the call comes, he's coming to. He will start saying, I hope everything is fine. Sunday was really great. It was really powerful. Please, can you send me Momo? I know. Hallelujah. But we need to know how to learn. Let's learn how to interact. Are you understanding me? Sometimes people have Chinese walls. Do you know Chinese walls? They have Chinese walls. They can't allow anybody to enter their space like that. I even asked you, how are your children? They are fine. Oh, how are they doing in school? They are fine. How was their weekend? They are fine. How are the teachers treating them at school? They are fine. Chinese wall all around our life. We don't open up to anything. Are you understanding me? We need to learn how to what? But if you can learn how to relate people, you have to know how to what? Communicate. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. James is saying that the prescription number one is that accept every word, everybody. Somebody say accept everybody. Accept everybody. You see, when you are in church and then you have spiritual snobs, it is serious. People that can snob you like that. Can you imagine if I this is my first time in the city of his presence, and then I'm talking to you, and then you are not paying attention to me. You are also doing something else. I'm like, I feel what? I'm not wanted. I don't feel that love. If you love in here, love in here, very necessary. In here, power. Are you? That's why people can just go on meds and commit suicide and all that. Have you realized? Let me just go deeper. Have you realized some of your family members that sometimes they are outside? You know how the US life is, where everybody wakes up is going, hello, good morning, how are you? Everybody, hello, hi, good morning, how are you? Everybody's going. But look at our setup, where our family, we get to talk, we get to do this. That's why some of your family, they call you from outside, they will speak like the whole 1 hour. You want to go, they don't want you to go. Sometimes you can tell them your food is burning, but still, they will be like, no, we have to talk. Am I communicating? You have to accept everybody. And please, don't confuse acceptance to approval. No, don't confuse it. Are you understanding me? I accept you, but it doesn't mean I approve of your lifestyle. Am I communicating? I accept you, but it doesn't mean I approve of the sin you are in. No, I accept you. That is why in City of His Presence, we accept everybody. I believe it's a good place to clap your hands. Hallelujah. You might be doing something contrary to what the will of God. I accept you. It doesn't mean I approve what you are doing. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Accept one another. The Bible says in, give me Romans chapter 15 verse 7, please. Quickly. Can we read together? Is it there? Please, let's read together. In order to what? Bring what? Praise to God. To accept one another as what? As Jesus Christ what? Accepted you. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's very, very important, because some people go to church and they close their eyes, whilst others go to church and they open their eyes. Are you understanding me? If you are perfect, you don't belong here. No. This is a clinic. We want to mature and grow people. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. But God wants to help you to become a better person. Are you understanding me? We have not written on our walls that this is places for perfect people. No. This place is for people that want to grow, people that want to mature, people that want to change. Are you understanding me? Look at somebody and say, I love you as you are. Hallelujah. James is saying that appreciate everybody. Find someone you like and appreciate them. Tell them something. Hallelujah. Some people don't know how to say anything sweet. You see, that is why some of your relationships are collapsing. Are you understanding me? You don't know how to say anything sweet. Every time, all that you wrong. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to say something sweet to that person. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. When we close from church, say something nice. Today, I like the way you are looking. Come on, come here, come here, come here. Today, I like the way you are looking. Very beautiful. Hallelujah. Now we're trying to hug. Mama had been born in Baudi. Hallelujah. Let's learn to what? To love people. Say something nice to them. I like your shoes. And be sincere. Not like because you have to say. Look at something nice about a person and say it. Today, what perfume did you wear? I love it. I love that perfume. Can you tell me the name of that perfume? Are you understanding me? Say something nice. Hallelujah. Don't just move around like, you know. Listen, this is not how God wants the church to be. God wants us to love each other. Look at somebody say, I love you. You see, that is why when I call you, please pick my call. Are you understanding me? You see, it's not always that somebody wants to bother you. Sometimes just the smile alone. Hallelujah. Some of you, listen, you don't know how to say things nice, but smile, kakra, sire kakra. Hallelujah. You know what that smile can do to me? It can change my entire ministry, because I feel that somebody loves me as a pastor. Hallelujah. Can you imagine coming to my office and you come with a smile? I'm like, oh God, this lady is blessed. My coming with some bunyo. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you don't have issues. You have issues. But there is a man that holds the key of your life. Are you understanding me? How would Ruth have met Boaz? Because she obeyed the counsel of Naomi. Are you understanding me? Read the Bible well. She gave her script, principles and rules to be able to get the man. Are you understanding me? Some of you are not getting your relationships well, or you've been single for years because you are tarry. Hallelujah. Charlie, let me continue. I'm not doing relationship talk here. Hallelujah. James is saying that we need to learn to what? treat people well. We need to love people well. Are you understanding me? Everybody here contribute to the atmosphere of the church, either negatively or what, positively. So you are here, you say, church don't grow, church don't grow. You are part to contribute. Are you understanding me? Your actions and your demeanor, whether protocol, whether pastor, whether parishioner, you can contribute negatively or what, positively. Can you imagine that you of all people, maybe you are the person who sings every morning and all the time you are bony face, you are contributing what, negatively? Where you too many won't kasa, you too many won't sri, you too many won't be a day. Are you here to mature or to grow? Are you understanding me? The piano at your bizarre too many won't kasa. You are unapproachable, unconquerable, untouchable, unmovable. Hallelujah. There are some people, they are like that. Are you understanding me? There are like that. They are very into themselves. But when you get close to them, they are so sweet. I'm telling you. You look at them and say, I never knew that is why, how this lady was, or that is how this guy was. Are you understanding me? So James is saying that you need to what, accept what, people. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Accept everybody. Number two, appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody. Philippians 2 verse 35, it says that do nothing from selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Hallelujah. Appreciate everybody. Look at somebody, say, appreciate me. Find someone, somebody you like. Hallelujah. Find somebody what you like and tell them so. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. With some people, this may require a little bit of creativity, and I know. Hallelujah. It will require definitely some bit of creativity. Hallelujah. But what I believe is that there is some uniqueness about somebody. Hallelujah. I'll make sure SM mommy, you know, the way I would teach you when you are Mati Nade SM mommy. Hallelujah. One of first semi sister. Find something unique about a person. Are you understanding me? It's very, very important. Please be outstanding.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Alimensa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.